Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Aaron obviously worked his tail off to get to us last week. It was the prudent and appropriate decision. We'll start this week with great optimism, although we certainly will limit him at the early portions of the week, provide opportunities for the other quarterbacks while preserving him. And we're comfortable with the general trajectory. His level of participation and the quality of his participation over the course of the week would be the greatest indicator.
Good morning, everybody. It is Thanksgiving Eve, number one travel day of the year, number one drinking day of the year. A friendly reminder, don't combine those things. There are a ton of ride-sharing apps out there. You could also use your friend as a DD. So don't be an idiot. Let's everyone be safe this Thanksgiving season. A lot of ball tomorrow. Big game on Sunday. Steelers, Bills. I think the winner of this game makes the playoffs. I think the loser may well miss the playoffs. I don't think the Bills are very good. I think Josh Allen's Superman. I don't think the Steelers are very good. And without their Superman, Aaron Rodgers, by the way, they got no shot.
Nope.
No shot. And just listening to Tomlin yesterday and having heard hundreds upon hundreds of Mike Tomlin press conferences and playing psychologist on the fly, I don't think it's a sure thing Rodgers plays. And I think it might be 51-49 that he doesn't play. That's just the sense I got yesterday. We will hear from Aaron Rodgers, presumably, today. I don't think he's playing. And I think that that is baked into the Vegas line. I don't think the Steelers at home with Aaron Rodgers would be a 4.5-point underdog. And they are. I don't think he's playing. And I think they're going to lose because we've seen this fish before.
Well, I think that there's a bigger overarching issue.
Ooh.
And we assumed with what Aaron Rodgers did last week in practicing and then obviously showing up and not even dressing for the game. What did I say and what did we say after the game? Oh, this injury probably is a little bit bigger and worse than we expected or we were led on to believe. I think it's worse than what we were led on to believe.
Yep.
And if he's not confident, Mike Tomlin's not confident that Aaron Rodgers is going to play Sunday and he doesn't play again and say he's not dressed again, he's not going to play the following week either, probably. I think it's bigger. I think it's worse than what people think.
Initially, I thought this is Mike Tomlin doing the practice thing. Rodgers didn't practice until the later portion of the week, and they want him to practice as much as possible with that brace to get comfortable with it so that when he does go out there, he can play at 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think they don't want their old, decrepit quarterback to go out there with a broken wrist.
Yeah.
And it's more about the injury than the preparation. Because Mike Tomlin's talking about needing to leave the light on for him, and it's going to be practice participation being the guiding light and all that nonsense. He's talking about Rodgers' injury like he talked about it last week.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, I don't know that there's been much improvement, and really, how could there be? So, I don't think he's playing. Now, I want everyone out there to take all this with a grain of salt. This is an educated, speculative
right.
guess from me. Last week, I said Rodgers was going to play, and I'd be stunned if he didn't, and then I was stunned that he didn't. So, now I'm telling you I don't think he's going to play, but I'll add this qualifier. I would not, I guess, be stunned if he does. But just hearing Tomlin yesterday has me thinking he won't. And, man, they're not beating the Bills. They're not outscoring Josh Allen with Mason Rudolph. They're not. Mason Rudolph missed some big-time throws on Sunday. You know, Caboli said he played well enough to win, and we've had our spar about that. I'll tell you this, if he hits Roman Wilson streaking down the sideline for a touchdown, then he'd have played well enough to win, because they probably would have won, because that's a tutty. Or if he leads DK Metcalf on the first play of the game, that might be a tutty. And then, yeah, he'd have played well enough to win. He missed some throws, he fumbled the ball, he threw an interception. If he plays like that against a motivated, pissed-off Buffalo team that knows what this means, they don't got a puncher's chance.
No.
Because the defense that I thought had turned a corner, this just in, hasn't. And it ain't going to turn a corner against damn Josh Allen.
No, it's not. I will say this about a wrist injury. The reason why I think it's a little bit worse than what people think. If you break something, it's all about the time that heals. You know, time heals all wounds.
Yes.
You know that saying? That's.
Did you just come up with that?
No. I did not. But if it was like a sprain or if he tore like a ligament, it'd be more about like the mobility. Like, can he move it back and forth? You know, what is the pain? You know, doing all kinds of therapy on it. You can't really do anything with a break. And if it's broken, they know that if he falls one time, that it's probably going to break even worse.
And then you've got no shot the rest of the year without that guy.
So like from last week to this week, there can't be any change.
No.
I mean, this is just me talking. This is me just experiencing my injuries and playing football. Last week to this week is not really any change. It's all about the time that can heal the bone. Like,
in 1 week's not enough time.
1 week's not enough time. No. Like, if it was, like I said, if he tore something like in his like thumb, or if he had a sprain, you can have a guideline of like, all right, last week it was stiff. He couldn't move it. Now this week he's starting to have that mobility in his wrist. Yeah, maybe he could play. Maybe that, but like with a break?
No, you need it to fuse. There's a fusing element.
Like,
yes.
So that's kind of why I'm like, I think he'll be out past the Ravens game if this is kind of the case, if this is what we're taking from Mike Tomlin and him not playing last week.
Yeah, I am big time concerned that this is a lot worse than they've let on. And now I feel like Tomlin is really defensive and guarded when talking about Rodgers, because there was the report from Schefter and Ian Rappaport saying that Rodgers was peeved that the information was leaked whenever he initially got hurt. And I don't think they want to let anything get out. And if stuff would have gotten out, I think the stuff that would have gotten out was he's hurt worse than any of us thought.
Yep.
Boy, that was tough coming out of my mouth right there.
But for what you're saying about
that's
Mason.
Good English. That's Syracuse stuff right there, Dom.
Let's think about Mason. So I thought he played well enough, and that's just me. I thought he played well enough to win. You know, as the quarterback, as the backup quarterback of the Steelers, the defense didn't play well enough for them to win and for him to win.
Defense was worse. I'll give you that.
I think Mason can get better with another full week of practice. I think he can. I think some of the mistakes and some of the underthrows are just, you know, it's everything's about rhythm and timing. And if you haven't been thrown to those guys in a live setting, like it takes a little bit of time. Now we have another week. I know it's against a tough opponent, but it's at home, so I think Mason would be better on Sunday than he was last Sunday.
I think that's fair, but I think this is the kind of game you need your quarterback not to outplay the other quarterback, but at least keep you in that realm. And I just don't think that Rudolph can do that. I think he would play better. I'll agree. I think he'd play better this week than he played last week, because he would be up to speed. And you've told me this a million different times that, you know, practice ain't the same thing as the game. The speed of the game, totally different. Plus, he'd be at home, which is going to help, and you got one more week of acclimation to the speed of the game. I definitely think he'd play a better football game, and this Bills defense ain't some great shakes. You can run the ball on the Bills the way that you were able to run the ball on the Bears. That being said, I think you need almost a flawless game from your quarterback if you're going to win this, and I think Rodgers would be able to provide that.
For sure.
I don't think that Rudolph can.
For sure.
I think Rudolph would have to be an elite game manager, whereas I think Rodgers needs to have almost a Jets or Bengals-like performance if the Steelers are going to pull this thing
out. Okay, so but what if the defense doesn't play like they did last week and they play better, and Mason plays a little bit better? I think that they could win with that chemical together.
I agree with that. I don't think the defense will play better. But that's generally when the defense does play well.
Right.
Because this team is stupid.
Right, right.
We are paid to give opinions, and we give educated opinions. You played in the league for 6 years. I've been in locker rooms. We watched the games. We watched the film. We talked to people in the know. We are informed. It's why we're one of the best sports morning shows in America, Marconi. Nobody knows. I sit here, I don't think the defense is going to play better. Okay, well, they're going to come out and play like the 85 Bears.
Yep.
I don't think Rudolph's going to play well. Well, Rodgers will wind up playing, and he'll suck. Like, that's who knows?
That's why I reverted to looking at the trends of this football team, because I have no idea which football team's going to show up, but I know one thing is, like, whenever they play bad, they come back and play good. It doesn't matter who the opponent is, and yep. they have convenient wins, as I said yesterday, like the Colts game. They go and they shut down the best running back in the NFL. The guy was on fire. Jonathan Taylor was on fire. He was averaging, like, 200 yards a game
yeah.
whenever before the Steelers game, and they hold him to, what, 40 yards?
Yeah, they crush
okay.
him.
And then the next week, they go and they lost to the
they get
the
absolutely demolished by the Chargers.
And then the week after that, they come home and they play. Like, that's the – I'm looking at the trends more than what the football team actually is. And the trend is, and it tells me that the Steelers will get it together and they will play well on Sunday.
Yeah, they ebbed last week, so they're going to flow this
exactly.
week.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're going to lose.
I think they're going to win.
If Rodgers plays, I think they win. If Mason plays, I think they lose. What do people think about that? 412-928-9370. I've also got a weird Steelers take to run by you coming up next. And we'll get intern Dom's opinion as well. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Also, Pitt fans, diehard Pitt fans, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets this hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.